Okay, moving right along, let's talk a little bit about the choices you're going to face when it comes time to convert your book from a print book to an ebook, or whether you want to go straight to ebook publishing. Exactly what you're going to need to know to proceed. And you do have quite a few choices, so let's look at the situation. Now, right off the bat, you have to kind of figure out who's going to create your actual ebook files. Now, you have a ton of choices, and I'm looking at three major ways that you can create ebook files, each of which works really well. It just depends on you, the kind of book you have, how technical you are, how much time you have to study this stuff. If it's something you really want to learn because you've been planning on publishing like an ebook every 2 months for the next few years, maybe it would pay for you to sit down and actually learn the HTML and or get a really good tool, and we're going to talk about some of those, and learn how to do it. But, let's face it, if you're only going to do a book a year or maybe one book ever, there's not really much point to your learning all of that stuff about how ebooks go together. And part of being successful at self-publishing is learning where your efforts produce the best results. So I just talked about two scenarios. One, the person who's going to be doing a lot of e-publishing and wants to control the process themselves, and somebody else who, really wants to put their time elsewhere. And both paths are completely appropriate. It's just what's right for you. Now, for instance, you can make your own e-books, and you can use lots of different tools. For instance, we can use Adobe InDesign. The new version of InDesign has been optimized for producing EPUB files, and the people I've talked to have told me it's just getting better and better. And the output from InDesign, which after all is where we do our print books, it wouldn't it be great if we could just take the same files that we use to create beautiful print books and just hit a button and say, okay, give me the ebook files. Well, it's not quite that simple yet. And of course, there's a lot of things we can do in print books, as we've talked about, that you can't really do very easily in ebooks. But InDesign is a great tool, and a lot of people are using it to do their own ebooks. Now, we also talked about hybrid programs like Pages and Storyist and Scrivener, all of which can produce ebook files, some of which are free. And like Calibre is another one that you can use to create ebook files. And each one's going to have a learning curve. But these are free tools. You can actually do it yourself, and you could do it for nothing more than the time it takes you to learn how to do it. Now, if you really want to learn HTML, and if you have some expertise coding, then you've got a great resource that comes as a bonus with the roadmap, and that is Stephen Lewis's Kindle formatting course. And you get a free pass on that. It comes with the course. There's a code that's on the bonus tab, and you can just head over to Stephen's website and plug in that coupon code at the cart, and it'll just zero out your purchase, and you'll have this fantastic course. And it's got over 25 videos, and it walks you through the whole process of creating an ebook kind of from scratch. So that's pretty neat. We also have another resource in the downloads, and this is the ebook creation guide, A Guide for Writers by Lisa Cohen, who's very generously made this available to all the people in the roadmap. And this is a 37-page document where she walks you through everything you have to do, starting with your word processing files and using styles, and exactly how to create your ebook using Word or OpenOffice, which is a free program, and taking care of your formatting. And that's a really great resource there. I mentioned Calibre, which is a free program that will not only create ebook files but translate them from one type of ebook file to another. We've also talked about Storyist and Scrivener, and I wanted to mention that another download you have in the download section for this module is a PDF called Resources for Ebook Authors. Now, this is only 2 pages, but there's a huge amount of information here because it's going to provide links for all of the formatting information you could possibly need to to get your ebooks done properly, from Smashwords style guide, which is a very comprehensive instructional manual on how to create your files to go through the Smashwords process. Now, you may not be publishing at Smashwords, but if you have a plain vanilla kind of book file, Smashwords style guide will get it into shape. It'll show you exactly what to do. There's a document from Apple about creating EPUB files with pages, which I've actually done. It worked just beautifully. And just a ton of other resources here. Now, on page 2, we also have even more from BookBaby and ebook formatting tutorials. There's a really good series by Guido Henkel that he published on his blog with a link here, Formatting for Kindle. And there's also some paid resources also. So I think if you want to do your own ebooks, there's more than enough information here, and you're not going to have any problem doing that if you just simply follow the guides. Now, this mostly relates to fairly simple books. Now, if you have a complex book that's got a lot of complex formatting, and we've been talking about these different kinds of books throughout the course. You know, there are simple, just plain narrative books like novels and memoirs. And then our nonfiction books jump to a whole different league because they've got all different kinds of formatting in them. And that kind of heavily formatted book, like if you have number lists and bullet lists and different levels of subheads and quotations and charts and graphs or anything like that, it's going to get more complicated. So another option you're going to have is to hire somebody to convert the files for you. And that generally starts at about $100, $99. Sometimes you'll see a special offer for $69 to convert them. And you're going to make sure you want to get files both for the Kindle and for EPUB. And we talked about that in a previous lesson, that the Kindle uses a particular kind of file, and all the EPUB devices like the iPad, iBooks Reader, and the Nook, and the Sony Reader all use EPUB files. Now, if your book is complex, or you've got a lot of stuff you want done to it, or if it's in color and they have to make color breaks so the heads appear in red and the text appears in green, or whatever it is you've got going there, you will pay more. And I've paid up to about $400 to get a book converted into all the ebook formats I needed. And that was only for a pretty complicated book. Now, you also have to watch out when you're hiring converters, because some people will tell you they're going to convert it, but really all they're doing is putting it through like a software conversion process where they hit a button and you just get whatever drops out the other end. And that isn't always a good solution. So you really want someone who is going to look at the files and go through them by hand and make sure that everything is proper and that you've got all your links in place. If you've got links in your book and you want them to be live links, you got to check those links, of course, and that everything's been done properly. And that still doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And once you own those files, of course, you can upload them to various retailers and do with them as you wish, because you paid for the files. Now, another really good solution, and one that's become much more popular, is having signing up with a distributor and then using the distributor to do the conversion of your book file into ebook formats. Now, for instance, Smashwords, which is a very popular ebook distributor, mostly for people with fiction, they'll convert your book for free. And I pointed out on my resource sheet that there's a link to the Smashwords style guide. And you have to format your word processing file according to their specific instructions to run through their automated processor, which they call the meat grinder. And if you can do that and get your book into that format and it runs through the meat grinder, then you're in business. You've got a free ebook conversion. They'll convert it into every ebook format known to man, and you'll be on your way. Now, the fact is that not every book will run through that process very easily, and as I've said before, they need to be, properly formatted, and you have to have a pretty simple book. Another distributor who's newer is BookBaby, and they're an offshoot of CD Baby, the indie music distributor, And at BookBaby, they work a little differently. They don't take a cut of your sales off the back end like Smashwords does. Instead, they charge you a fee up front that will run from $99 to $149. And as part of the fee, they will convert your ebook for you into all the different formats you need. And then, of course, they'll be your distributor as well. So if you have a very complex book or one with lots and lots, 50 or 100 graphic images, yes, they will charge you more also. But if your book is fairly simple, a normal kind of 200-page book, you know, with the just normal kind of formatting, you know, it's going to be included in that fee. So that's really kind of a good deal. It saves you the money of having to pay a converter and deal with them separately. And it also saves you the trouble of having to figure out how to do it yourself or look through all those pages and pages and pages of formatting guides I just pointed out to you. So, you know, I think you really need to look at where the biggest bang for the buck is. You know, we're writers and authors, and we want to self-publish our books. You know, by and large, there's this only certain things we should really be putting our time and attention into, and there's a lot of infrastructure stuff you have to do when you start your publishing company, and you have to learn about book discounts. There's no way around that. You have to learn about, you know, retailers and how your book gets distributed, and you have to know that stuff. So if you have to know all this other stuff, you know, maybe knowing all about the HTML inside your ebook is important. Maybe it's not that important that you couldn't just let somebody else do that, at least while you're getting used to publishing and knowing what you're doing. And then at some point in the future, maybe you'd like to tackle that. Sure, why not? Now, there are also other sites that offer conversion if you sign up for this or sign up for that. And obviously, the ebook universe is in explosive growth. There are all kinds of sites coming online all the time, new readers, new languages, new formats. It's very hard to keep up with all this stuff. So I really think this using your distributor, kind of killing two birds with one stone, because you're going to get distribution and conversion, is probably a pretty good idea. Now, I just want to say a word about PDF ebooks. And as I said before, you know, if you do a print book and your book designer or you create the book in a page layout program like Quark Express or Adobe InDesign, the document you're going to create is a PDF, a reproduction PDF that goes to your printer, and that's what we were talking about with the embedded fonts and all that stuff. So if you think about it, you already have a PDF version of your book. If you just put the cover into that version, you've got pretty much a complete book as a PDF. And you can choose to sell that off your website. You can use it for review copies. It is an ebook. It's just that, you know, ebooks as PDFs aren't what most people want to buy. Now, I wanted to give you a look at what some of these conversions look like. Let's see if I can shrink this down a little bit so we can see it. Okay, so this is a page from a pretty standard nonfiction book. You can see it's got a chapter heading and a subhead here and running text. And this is, in fact, the PDF version of the book. So this is the book as it was printed. So when it was converted, here's an example of a conversion to the Kindle format. So you can see that the chapter heading came over, the subhead came over, obviously the fonts have changed, and the basic look of the page is pretty much the same. And we're looking at this in the Kindle for Mac preview. So this is not a Kindle itself, but this is pretty much what it will look like on the Kindle. Now, the other thing I'd like you to notice while we're looking at this is you'll see the page on the left, the PDF from the book, has very even type color, like the spaces between lines and between words is very even. Now, over here on the Kindle side, and this is true of most ebooks, you'll see there's no hyphenation whatsoever, and there's big rivers running through the type, and it's very loosey-goosey down here, and it doesn't really look quite so good, does it? That's the nature of ebooks right now. Let's keep going. Now, here's a conversion of the exact same document converted for the iPad. And we're looking at this in the iBooks application. And here again, you can see the chapter title, the text coming over and the subhead, and you know, in each case the page is very recognizably the same page, but in each case it looks a little bit different. For instance, in this version, it's somehow gotten dropped into Verdana, which is a sans serif typeface. But you'll also notice that the iBooks application is doing hyphenation here and has produced a much better looking typographic page than the Kindle. So I thought that was kind of interesting to compare those. And although ebook conversions keep getting better and better, we're still looking at this type of variation in books we're doing today. So that gives you some idea of about how these conversions vary from platform to platform, and some idea of how you're going to proceed picking one of these routes, either making your own ebooks with a software tool, hiring somebody to convert them for you, or just using whoever is going to distribute your books, and that's going to be the sweet spot for a lot of people. That wraps it up for making ebook choices, and I'll be back with action tasks.